Good morning.
Good morning.
Ah, it is. It is a beautiful day outside. This has just been an amazing weekend, a perfect opportunity to come together, to worship together, to share in each other's lives, to console and comfort one another, to do all the good stuff that churches do, right? Amen. This is your part to respond. You say, yeah, that's right, Bishop. Yeah. Well, it is my pleasure to bring you greetings from 34,000 sisters and brothers in Christ throughout the Virginia Synod and another 3.5 million throughout the ELCA. Our denomination says we are church together. And I see with new eyes the reality of that saying. None of us are church on our own. We need each other. We are church together. So let me begin by telling you how much we appreciate you. I mean that. St. Jacob Spaders and Trinity Churches are important partners in the Southern Valley Conference and the Virginia Synod and beyond that to the ELCA and in partnership with many global partners. Your dynamic ministry, your faithfulness, your presence in worship, your sense of mission and ministry are serving this community, and you are making a difference. You are a witness to the love of Jesus Christ, nothing less than that. Think about that. Because sometimes we tend to kind of see ourselves as just our little church, and there are wonderful ways in which that's true and lovely. But you are so much more than that in your everyday life, in your witness to this community. And today, as we gather here in this place to dedicate this new community center, you're proving what I'm telling you. That you are church, along with all those partners and so many more, to reach out into the community with the love of Jesus Christ. You do that in your everyday life and you do it as a congregation. As a parish, we are church together, and we are grateful for that. So thank you again for all the prayers that you have offered, certainly on behalf of Barbara and I in this first year of office in the bishop's office, but also for the Synod itself, over and over again, for the youth who just went to Houston, for so many other ways that you pray for us and care for us in your daily life. Thank you for the leaders that you have sent from these two congregations, from this parish, to serve the Virginia Synod throughout the years. It's been fun to greet many of you here this morning. You have been leaders in our Synod. We are church together. Thank you for the financial support that you have provided to the Synod in your regular benevolence and in forwarding faith and other appeals throughout the years. Thank you for the ways that you reach out to the world with world hunger offerings and so many other ways. I could spend the rest of my time doing this because we are church together. It's a special pleasure for me today to help you celebrate in this congregation 175 years of ministry and mission, just like I've been talking about. And to tip the hat as well to Trinity, with well over 225 years of ministry and mission. And both of you are remodeling for the future. Both of you are building for the future. You're not content with simply celebrating the past. You are looking to the future. God bless you for that. Thanks be to God for you, for that kind of commitment and faith and vision. It matters. You make a difference. You really do. Last Sunday, you started a whole new chapter in your rich history as you welcomed my dear friend. See, the thing is about Bill and I is that we know enough about each other that we're only going to praise one another in public. Yeah, because, you know, we know that neither one of us could tell stories that go the other direction. Now, the truth is, he's a wonderful man, a very skilled and capable pastor, and you already know that. Welcome him in back into the life of this church. That's a rare and wonderful honor that you have bestowed upon him, and I am so grateful for his and June's presence here. They are dear friends, and they are good folks, and you are in good hands. So that's a great pleasure for me as well. We also gather together today as the parish of the Valley, the Lutheran parish of the Valley, to worship, to celebrate, and to dedicate this new community center to the glory of God. I'm telling you, it is a beautiful weekend and a wonderful day to be together in Jesus' name and for His sake. Can I hear another amen?
Amen.
See, I'm warming you up. You're going to get in the way. When I was little, my dad would often come into the room and gently shake me awake, and he'd say, "Well, it's a brand new day. Up and at 'em." Anybody ever hear that phrase before? I thought maybe he didn't really know my name and was calling me Adam. But he meant something entirely different by that. It's not really a surprise that I remember that. This weekend and for the next couple of weeks, our grandchildren are in town and they are visiting us. And it's their voices that now wake us up in the morning, and it isn't quite the same. And if we read our scripture passages that are before us today, then we recognize that not all greetings are pleasant. Not all welcomes are warm. Poor Jesus, in his own hometown, among his own kin and people. But it wasn't exactly a warm embrace, was it? They didn't like hearing the things that he had to say about the need for repentance, the need to turn around and go in a different direction, the need to be about the business of God's work, not their own. And that's not a message that any of us, to be honest, really like to hear, especially if we're the ones being told that we need to turn around and head in a different direction. If we're being patted on the back and told how great we are, then yeah, keep on talking. But that's part of what it means to be church together too, doesn't it? Is that we hold each other accountable, that we hold each other firm in the grasp of God's will and way. Not our own. We don't let each other wander off in our own direction, but we are determined to be church together and together to proclaim what God has to say to the world, not what we have to say to the world. So it is tough. And there will be times, even in this wonderful new beginning of a relationship with Pastor Neighbors, you're going to find out that along the way, he too will be prophetic at times. And it isn't always going to be a message that you enjoy hearing, but it's one that you should listen to carefully. Because unless he completely runs off the rails, and I doubt that, it may well be the voice of God that is shaking you awake and telling you, "Come on, it's a brand new day. Up and at 'em. Let's do this right." And that's a great message to hear. Jesus did not allow the detractors, the ones who were unhappy with what he had to say and the way he said it, to deter him from his mission. He called those 12 disciples. He sent them out two by two, told them to go into wherever would accept him, would embrace him, would hear and listen to the message that they had. And if they weren't well received, well, just shake the dust off your feet and move on. Because there's God's work to be done. And you can't be worried overly about what people think of it, so much as whether or not you're being faithful to that word. We are church together. It's not always easy. But it is a faithful journey. It's one that we need to take together, dear brothers and sisters in Christ. I like to imagine Jesus gently waking his followers after a long, hard day in Nazareth and saying to them, "It's a brand new day, my brothers and sisters. We have places to go and people to reach and to serve, to heal and to touch and to provoke, new horizons to embrace. Up and at 'em." Can you think of people in your life who need to hear good news? Good news. News that frees them, forgives them, loves them, sets them on the right path again. Can you think of people like that in your life? I sure can. How about people who are divided one against the other in families, in communities, even as a nation, right? Where we're no longer hearing each other, no longer listening to each other, no longer caring for each other. Can you think of people like that who need to hear the message of God that unites us, that reconciles us, that forgives us, that helps us hear one another more clearly, understand each other better. Often at Muhlenberg, while I served there, so I've been in this community a long time, it feels a little bit like preaching to my own kin and my own hometown folks, because you are. I still live here. But I know from a fact that there were prayers said every week that lifted up what one of our assisting ministers at Muhlenberg would often call the least, the lost, the lonely, and the last. Maybe you can think of some other L words that would work in that prayer sentence. But what it means is, part of being church together means caring for those who have a hard time caring for themselves for any number of reasons. That's our job. That's our calling. That's who we are. And this community center is a symbol of your commitment to make that happen right here, right now. It's a brand new day in your life, too. So today, as bishop in this synod, I can clearly hear my Father's beckon. It's a brand new day. I wonder if you can hear it too. It's a brand new day, St. Jacob's, Trinity. Up and at them. Up and at them. Because you have already accomplished so much. Because you have so much to offer. So many talented people with whom to serve and support one another. Because our community, our nation, our world are crying out, literally crying out for the gospel that God has given to us to share with them. Not just for this parish, but for the world. It's a brand new day in your life. In your very personal life too. A brand new day. Because every time we gather, we start at the font, right? Where we confess our brokenness, our sinfulness, our stubbornness. And we hear the words of forgiveness given to us personally. You are forgiven. You are loved. I've always loved you. I always will. You can hear God's voice in that. And then, as we move forward into all of this, we hear God leading us in everyday's conversations with others. So it's a brand new day for you too. No matter how hard or hopeless or cruel yesterday seemed, no matter what challenges or unanswered questions lie ahead of you. St. Paul's promise to Jesus from Jesus in our second reading is also your promise, my promise. And a promise that we can share with others. My grace is sufficient for you. I've got you. I've got your back. Everything you need, I will provide for you. And I will never, ever let you go. Do you think there are some people that need to hear that? I do too. I know I need to hear it. In this Independence Day celebration week, let's remember our Lord's baptismal declaration. I love you. You are mine. Through Jesus' sacrifice, you are forgiven and free. Come here to the table. I'll even feed you. Before I send you out, like I sent those disciples, two by two, one by one, five by five, to proclaim the gospel to a world desperately needing to hear it. There's so much to do, so many people waiting for us to demonstrate, to live out God's love, God's power, God's presence, God's eternal promises in their lives. God's mission of love and mercy and unity must not be delayed or diluted. Can you hear our Father's call? Shaking you. Shaking you from your slumber, shaking you. It's a brand new day, my child. A brand new day. You are loved. You are free. Up and at 'em. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.